Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Business Management Editor Matt Bishop, and today we are joined by Ray Isaac to talk about his father, Jim Isaac, receiving the first Skip Snyder Humanitarian Award from ACCA. We'll see you on the other side. And we are now joined by Ray Isaac. Ray, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Matt?
Doing fantastic. You know, this is a big moment for you here. Earlier today here at the ACCA conference in Nashville, your father was awarded with the first ever Skip Snyder Humanitarian Award by the association for all the work he has done over the years, basically to benefit humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And you accepted the award on his behalf, and this just has to be a tremendous honor.
It is, you know, to be able to represent somebody like my father at a event like this where he's receiving a recognition. And I guess I probably should say that if my dad was up there, he'd say this isn't an award. An award is when you win something or a contest. The recognition is when people notice something that you've done, and then recognition is usually earned over a much longer period of time. So it is a great honor, though. My dad, he doesn't do things for recognition or awards. He always does things because it's the right thing to do. And he always said, I do the right thing, and if somebody notices, that's nice. If they don't, move on and keep doing it.
Now, a lot of this was for his work with Habitat for Humanity, and I believe the numbers were 26 years working with Habitat for Humanity and 126 homes. That's an insane number.
It is, and I'm sure that 126 number probably doesn't include all of them that he was involved in. That's just the ones where he was working in the basement with the tools, installing systems, setting furnaces, carrying in ductwork, putting up panning, roughing the house in, and working with the hundreds of volunteers and homeowners. And that's the way he looks at it, is that he was able to positively affect the lives of 126 families by providing them with a home that they can call their own.
Now, this award obviously named in honor of Skip Snyder, who passed away this past year. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to your father and to yourself that he was given this honor named for him in memory of Skip?
Well, to be receiving a recognition like this, named after Skip, it just embodies the whole spirit of the recognition. Skip was a very giving individual of his time, of his talents, of his treasures. And he was one of those individuals that was a lot like my dad. Didn't do things for the recognition, did things for the right reasons, was constantly trying to make something better, no matter what it was, whether it was his service at NAIT, at ACCA, at the numerous boards and organizations that he served on outside of our industry. He was always trying to make something better. And again, that's kind of my dad. He has gone down that same path. And my father was president of our local Rotary Club with hundreds of members, and the Rotary motto is service above self. And I think Skip and my father both embody that motto of putting service above themselves.
Your father, soon to be 77 years old, what was his reaction when he found out that he won this award?
It's whenever you tell my dad he won anything, it's, oh, geez. You know, it's like, you know, don't make a big deal out of it. Yeah, I did it. I wanted to kind of quietly walk away into the sunset and just be happy with the accomplishment. And when I found out that he was retiring again, he's the Brett Favre, I guess, of heating and air conditioning. You know, he let me know that he'd gotten 126 homes under his belt in 26 years. I said, we got to do something with this. So I sent out a press release. So if he didn't want anybody to know about it, it was too late at that point.
Whoops.
I was the one that sent it out. And he actually turned it around to, in a lot of ways, in different venues, because he's also been recognized locally for this recognition through ACCA with our Rochester Rotary Club and a few other organizations. And he's used it as a way of promoting that organization of Habitat, as well as giving back to the community. So he took this as not a recognition, but as a marketing or as a promotion of doing things for other people and promoting and spreading the word, really.
Are you happy to see your father recognized like this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He deserves it. He has size 26 shoes. Everybody says, are you following your dad's footsteps? I said, yeah, but I filled the heel in those footsteps. So definitely a proud moment for me as well. I was humbled to be able to be up there recognizing him, as well as the recognition that was named in honor of Skip. My dad is a father, and Skip was kind of like a father to me. Skip and I went way back with ACCA. He was one of the first people that I kind of knew on the board of directors, and he kind of took me under his wing, and we served together on the board for years. We also served together for many years on the NATE board, and Skip preceded me in the position of not only ACCA chairman, but chairman of NATE. He did a wonderful job there. He was, I believe, he was a recipient of the Ted Reese Award as well for the industry at NATE.
Did you or your father have a chance to speak with Skip's wife about this?
I did today. That's the first time I've seen Laurel since the passing of Skip. And she was proud, too. She's a great individual, very quiet, but you know that there's a lot to her. She's very, very intelligent and just a humble individual. I mean, her and Skip were probably a perfect match because just both great individuals. And, you know, I think she was a little bit embarrassed maybe today to have to stand up. She was always kind of that quiet, supportive wife, and Skip,
a standing ovation for
her. Standing ovation, which was well deserved. And Skip was that person that was out there in front of everybody. And Skip often said to me he loved my dad's speech when my dad became chairman back in 1990 of ACCA. You know, he used the Bette Midler's Wind Beneath My Wings song as a rallying cry or a theme, I should say, for his speech. And Laurel is also that wind beneath Skip's wings, and will continue to be that.
Now, as you mentioned, your dad has, you know, big shoes to fill. In that sense, what has Isaac Heating and Air Conditioning done to kind of continue any charitable legacy that he's set?
Oh, well, believe me, it's funny when employees found out that my dad was retiring and that he was finishing up, you know, what he could actively do with Habitat. We already have a crew of individuals that volunteer. Actually, at the last home that he did, or one of the last several homes that he did, we had too many volunteers from the company. We had to turn people away. And what a testament to leadership, really. I mean, leaders, people will follow, even if it's out of morbid curiosity. And my dad is a true leader that people wanted to follow him into these homes and do the work. And we have an individual in our company now, Paul Raleigh, who started out as a technician at a ground level and is now one of our leaders in the organization, who's kind of taken over those reins and working with the Habitat. My dad isn't completely out of it. He's still got his hand in it. I think it's kind of a retirement of one sort, but he's still working on it. He makes sure that we've got crews coordinated and materials and equipment and donations and the things that are needed. So he's still continuing on in some way, shape, or form. But really, that's a testament. I mean, Jim Collins talks about level 5 leadership of really that last test of it is an organization or a community or a group or a team or a company is more successful after you leave. You set them up for success. I'm seeing that now that my dad actually set up Habitat for success, at least in the relationship with Isaac, after he's gone. So true level 5 leadership there.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was just going to say, is that even if he had nothing else, leaving this and his work with Habitat as a legacy is great, not to mention everything else that he has done. I mean, that is one heck of a legacy.
Absolutely. I couldn't say it any better myself. It's a true legacy, and it's going to continue to give. And if you look at it, if we can do this another 26 years, hopefully we can positively influence the lives of another 126 or even more families. In a way, we're looking at it, if we not only have just Jim and a few volunteers, if we have 10 volunteers for every house, we can do double the homes, and we can make double the contribution. And Habitat is really just one of the many charitable endeavors that my dad has started with the company and my uncle participated in, and the next generation is taking on as well.
All right, Ray. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It was a pleasure to speak with you about your father's recognition.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, Matt.
We want to thank all of you for joining us today on our Newsmakers podcast. If you enjoyed our interview with Ray Isaac today, you can go back and listen to all of our other Newsmakers podcasts on our website at achrnews.com. For the news, I'm Matt Bishop. Thanks for listening.